last orders at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales Interludes, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons game set in the Dungeon in a Box monthly subscription service. Second module, Streets Unseen. We return to Drizelle, Ekamon, Dimple, Vestrad, and Balasar as they agree to a new gig as personal guards for Findal, Dinfizzle, Findazzle.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own.
Welcome to Streets Unseen, the second module in the Secrets of the Greenwald, 2018's spectacular monthly event from Dungeon in a Box. Find out more at www.dungeoninabox.com, now shipping to Canada.
Ooh.
Canada!
When last we left our intrepid fivesome, they had just realized that Findal Dinfizzle Findazzle had bamboozled them and had traveled twice over to get to Greyhaven. The carts are in the line to enter the city. The cityscape itself is lit, but it is an overcast day because Greyhaven itself is always overcast. The minarets of the palace can be seen over the walls. It looks as though a festival is forthcoming in the near future in Greyhaven. And Findal looks at you and says, "Thank you so much for all of you've done to get me here. If you are at all interested in taking on greater pay and not traveling any further with the caravan, I would love to employ you to go deeper into the city. My friend has a map to secrets and riches unknown."
Dimple just like mumbles under her breath something like, "Fucking Findis."
It's been a while.
I know.
Can you describe Dimple for us?
Dimple is a short, plump, aristocratic. She's a noble.
She's a gnomeble?
She's a noble gnome. She has lots of money, and she's grumbling under her breath and blowing her bangs out of her face as she tries to avoid making direct eye contact with Findal. Dimple Dandy Drake is the name.
Yes, I'm aware.
Wizarding is her game.
That is something I'm aware of as well. Well, I asked a question in character, and
we were gonna
maybe
go.
Nobody else was listening.
No, I'm just, you know, along for the ride. So whatever they do, I'll do. Because that's Ekamon.
I always like new adventures. Very excited about go.
What? What did you say? What was that? Were you drinking the grog again?
No, it's the cough syrup. It kind of gets to my head.
You also becoming British instead of Swedish?
It sometimes gets to me head, it does.
I always have this trouble, I do.
Oh, man.
I became like Bert from Mary Poppins.
Just super cockney.
How many games are we playing of this?
She's sick.
I stick to what I done.
I did.
Are you sure?
You're just like digging your own grave.
Oh, my. And we move on to Drizelle.
Beat that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always up for new adventure. I don't really care about the money.
That was not sassy enough.
What?
You're super sassy.
Remember?
I know I'm super sassy. That was sassy.
That was southern.
Yeah.
I'm always up for new adventures.
Well, sassy
I don't
and
care about the
almost
money.
Almost the same thing.
Y'all know I like to do that soul stuff.
Our characters are expanding.
I'm going to go look after Vestrad because I think he's sick. So Ekamon goes and patters off and finds a cold cloth to put on Lestrade's head.
So sweet. Yeah. No, I'm just always up for an adventure. I don't care. Whatever. It's cool.
I suppose one would be up for another adventure. Seeing as how we haven't been paid for the first one, what could possibly go wrong with the second
one? Oh, you've absolutely already been paid.
Did we?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I didn't receive any.
You're very funny, young man.
I do.
But I have assuredly paid you all your monies upfront and clearly as we arrived, and you've been taken good care of.
Ekamon sheepishly hands over your big money.
Ah!
That's better.
Findal is not the one who paid you in the first place. That's the quartermaster that had paid you, the wagoneer, the caravan master, the dwarven siblings who have had a re-communion and realized that they're better together on the road than apart. One of them comes back. It gets Hannah. Does everybody remember the quartermaster's name? The wagon master names?
I don't have anything written down.
Yeah.
It's the stuff we wrote down.
Laura Hannon. Hammond? Hannon.
Laura. Yes. Hannah.
Laura Hannah.
And oh, that's Arwel H. Hannah. Greyhaven is overcrowded, busy, filthy, and a cultural and financial hub, like a mix of the best and worst elements of medieval London and Victoria-era New York City. It owes its wealth and power to its position on the best port on the Harpy Coast. Ships sail in and out of the large harbor continually, bringing trade to the realm. As a result, nearly anything can be found for sale in Greyhaven. All items that you would necessarily look for in any of the books can be purchased here. Greyhaven is diverse and forward-looking. It has a population of around 35,000, where 70% are human, 10% are dwarf, 10% halfling, 5% elf, and the other 5% are other.
Miscellaneous.
That would be me.
And me.
Oh, yeah.
And me.
Me as well.
Yeah.
I'm the majority.
Sorry.
I'm the majority.
The government is a monarchy. Queen Sophia is 11 years old, and though the real power currently resides in aristocratic rule. This is what you know, generally, either from piecemeal rumor on the line, or stuff you may have heard or read about Greyhaven in your past.
Isn't it so nice to be in a monarchy again, rather than a sports-run crazy town?
You're in the line for a few hours, and there are people leaving the city of Greyhaven, as well as your carts are slowly being moved forward, and you're with Findal and his cart, and there's an opportunity to have heard some great rumors about things and happenings and goings-on in Greyhaven. Chelsea, what's one of the rumors that your character overhears that's going on in Greyhaven?
Well, the butcher's wife, Ismael, was totally sleeping with the quiltmaker's husband, so that's a huge scandal. Just saying. That's a rumor, right?
Yeah, that's a rumor.
Allison, what's a rumor that your character overhears?
Delaniels. Don't ask me how to spell it. Their kids are adopted, they think.
That is like a weirdly specific rumor. Like
everybody thinks like those kids don't look like their parents. Like they're probably adopted.
The Delaniels?
The Delaniels.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
DeLoreans.
What's a rumor that you overhear, Marie Claire?
The city might be bankrupt.
Ooh.
That's intense.
A juicy one.
I mean, fuck
probably
these,
from having adopted the Delaniels.
Yes. screw these, like, people sleeping with people not being fat. No, city bankrupt.
Love it.
No,
Aaron.
This is better.
The town cobbler is putting enchantments on all the shoes and boots that they're making, where the laces are not actually laces, and they turn into snakes and kill people.
Whoa, that escalated quickly.
That totally took a turn, didn't it?
Yeah. I thought you were going to like put an enchantment so they're always dancing when
you
put them on.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be an enchantment that they break after you walk like 15,000 steps.
You buy new ones.
You got to get new shoes.
But no, snakes. There's a snake in my boot.
My snake is a boot.
My boot is a snake.
And Paige, do you have a rumor for us?
So Vistrad overheard that there is a secret underground rat fighting pit. And he wants to find it.
I love that you've incorporated the rumor into now motivation for your character. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
that's
because you're in the room right now. You're like, ooh.
Ooh, rats.
Okay, dorks. You also hear from Laura. Laura Hannah comes over and says, I hear that the guards are on the lookout for a gnome wizard. Don't know why, but they're bringing everyone they find in for questioning. Thought you might know that, or want to know, at any rate.
A female gnome wizard?
It's the gnome wizard. And since there's two of yous...
I'm going to hide under Ekamon's cape.
Hey.
That's cute.
Weird. Ekamon squirms uncomfortably. But then he takes Dimple and wraps Dimple up in like a blanket and disguises Dimple as like a backpack and throws her on his back.
Really visibly a gnome.
But Dimple is wrapped up in the cloth to look like a backpack with just a head sitting on top.
Yes.
So then when Dimple pulls up his cloak, there's no head.
Where are the prisoner's backpack?
backpack.
Oh, God. Hey, I need the map.
Hola, soy backpack.
We have to get the map. I'm the map.
This beef jerky is delicioso.
I hate all the writers for that.
But I'm going to see that movie. I'm gonna watch the hell out of that movie.
Oh, yeah, and amazing. It looks good.
Yes.
It does look
good. We'll watch the video when we're done. What?
I'll see the trailer. It's a live action?
I saw the proper trailer.
Did you see the trailer for Sonic, though?
It looks good.
Okay.
We don't need to talk about Sonic.
Yeah. He looks so good. Okay. Findal says, oh, no. My friend Tychus. I certainly hope that there's nothing gone wrong with him.
How many gnome wizards are there?
Oh, no. Tychus is a human, but he's the one with the map.
I'm the map.
No, we're not. Don't.
No, Tychus is my friend, and he has the map.
Map for what?
To secrets and treasure galore.
Okay. So Dimple peeks out from underneath Ekamon's cloak and it goes, you better run. They're looking for gnome wizards.
What?
Run where?
I don't know. Hide.
Go in my wagon for now. Actually, I'll just do this. And he says the magical word.
Which are?
Delaniel. Haha, try to spell that, bitches.
Try to spell that spell.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and he turns
spell.
Invisible. You make your way through the gates. There needs to be a deception check here for Dimple.
To pretend to be a backpack?
You walk by some guards. They inspect you thoroughly.
Solid 13.
13. What do you get for your deception, though, since you're the one who's genuinely being the deceiver? I'd say that Dimple is properly still. So now make your deception check to prove that Ekamon knows that nothing is going on.
Oh, man. Oh, this is an ability check, isn't it? Yeah, bitches. Sorry, I get a plus
check
one.
Is it otherwise?
Why do you get
a plus one?
Because jack of all trades now.
Oh, you get to add your charisma modifier as well.
What? Sorry.
Have you played this before?
Not for really long.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition, as we all learn again the rules of the game.
Oh, bloody
How'd
hell.
You do?
Terrible. 12.
I did terribly. 12. It's pretty great. That's
I rolled
actually
a
good.
6.
Exactly. So you've done enough to escape notice because they're more attending to things that are... you know, trade goods and wagons and whatnot, and trying to make sure people move along. And, you know, four people, one wearing a weird looking backpack, are immediately passed through. And you head into the bustling square, big open space. There's vendors selling wares and whatnot. And there's just a hill off to the left where some traffic is coming down. And you're heading in. You've taken your leave of Laura Hannah and you've said your goodbyes as you've entered Greyhaven in the employ of Findal, Dinfizzle, Findazzle. And if anybody had actually asked, he'd have told you he was willing to pay you all a gold a day for your services as guards and assistants. But that's the current rate, just so you know. No, it's only 10 silver now. Just kidding. No, it's a gold a day for your services as guards and assistants in attendance. You enter the You enter this square.
I'm very confused right now. I have no idea what's going on. Like, what's our quest? What are we doing? What's this plot leading to? I'm so confused.
We haven't
right
got
now.
The second quest
yet. Trying to find
yet.
It out.
Okay. I'm lost. That's all.
There was confusion between the statement of looking for a gnome wizard, and I think I focused too
the
much on
the guards are looking for a gnome wizard. Guards are looking for a gnome wizard.
And then what is the map for? Should we be looking
No
for
one has
this
told
map?
You what the map, okay. map
said
is
for treasures galore.
Okay. That's what Findel said. Findel says Tychus has the map and he's been coming. He hustled all the way from Mariposa to meet with Tychus and go into the map itself, and he's hired you to help him navigate the city, especially since a gnome wizard is being sought by the police, by the guards.
Oh, so we're protecting him, who's the gnome wizard that's being sought.
He could be the gnome wizard that's being sought by the guards.
Okay.
Or they're looking for a gnome wizard in the city, and it's just happenstance that there are two gnome wizards in this party.
That's a really weird happenstance.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Out of the miscellaneous column, you know.
I was just so confused for like the whole first beginning of that.
Fair. You've now managed to enter the city proper. The gates of Greyhaven. Ooh, I can read this. Greyhaven must be the largest city you've ever seen, given the amount of traffic passing in and out of the gates. Even the sky is busy as a trio of hippogriffs soar overhead. The massive barred doors are thrown open to merchants and travelers of all types who pass through the massive walls under the ever-watchful eye of the city guard. You have now entered the Grand Avenue. This wide, well-paved street is one of the main arteries of Greyhaven and runs straight to the heart of the city. Knots of citizens and visitors mingle on the well-paved cobblestones, giving way for the many horses and wagons that pass by. Findel says, quietly, while invisible, he is tucked up next to Balthazar at the moment, and everyone can hear him clearly, though.
There's no th, it's just Balthazar.
Too late.
Now you have a thought.
Unky B. He's tucked up next. It's fine. Balasar. He's tucked up next to Unky B. And he says, I would recommend we seek out an inn. There are several that I know of that are. And as he breathes in shock, a cry suddenly goes out as a pair of horses pulling a carriage go wild. The driver is thrown from his seat and the carriage careens out of control down the hill, down the road, straight towards you. I need everyone to make a dexterity saving throw to dive out of the way.
Okay. I'm hanging on to.
So you have a choice to make. You can either fling yourself off and make your own roll, or you will suffer from the same roll that Ekamon makes, and Ekamon is rolling with disadvantage.
Oh, I'll fling off.
Oh my, okay.
I have a +3 to dex.
Can I try to stop the wagon?
So first you need to make your dexterity saving throw to see what happens.
Oh, I have to roll a
disadvantage.
Oh,
no.
I should use my big one.
Are you sure you want to disadvantage?
I'm not on you anymore, so you're not.
Yeah, I'd use your big one if I were you. You are not disadvantaged. She made her own check, so you're fine. Okay, I'm looking for a 10 dexterity saving throw. So who beat the 10?
I did.
Oh my goodness. Unky B and Vestrad are too busy looking at Findel, and he goes, and they're like, is somebody choking him? What is it that distracted you from missing this?
I was looking at the hippogriffs. Yeah.
Nice. And?
I was looking at the choking gnome beside me.
Can Ekamon notice that Vestrad doesn't see and redirect himself to push Vestrad?
I know he wants to do that, but no, he didn't.
Good try, though.
All right, roll a d8, both of you.
Uh-huh.
How'd you do?
What is wrong? If it landed on my leg...
No, it doesn't count. You have to roll it on the...
I rolled a 1.
Perfect.
It's still the same.
Wow, okay. So you are, like, the shoulder of the horse clips your shoulder, and you take 1 bludgeoning damage.
Aww.
Ouch.
That same horse that only clipped Unky B fully hits you with this barrel of its chest right full in the back of your head, and then you go under as you take 7 points of bashing damage as the horse and cart go right over Vestrad. You're covered in dust and doubtlessly battered and bruised. How many hit points do you have left?
15.
Yeah, you got tons.
That still hurt.
Now, regardless of all of that, you may now take an action to do something. Even if you took damage, you're still eligible to do something if you want to. This carriage is out of control. What are your characters looking to try to do?
Vistrad, as he gets trampled, he kind of goes under the wagon and he tries to grab the bar under the wagon and digs his heels in to slow it down.
I love it. All right. You can make a strength check, athletics, to try to do something along those lines to help out. What was everyone else going to do? Drizelle.
She just kind of like stuck there, shock.
No, you're not in shock at all. You're an adventurer, a hero. There's no need for you to be shocked and dismayed and scared by this sort of thing. You're the person who's like, no, I will do something and act. You dodged out of the way with ease, because I think you rolled like an 18.
Right, yeah.
So what do you do?
Shake my fist at it as it goes by.
Why are you rotten kids? No.
old man yells at Cloud. Yeah.
The driver of the carriage has been thrown free and the carriage is driving itself wildly ahead.
Oh, okay.
All right, you shake your fist.
Well, I didn't know that the driver was gone.
That's okay. I'd already described it earlier, but that's okay. Unky B, what are you doing?
How fast is the carriage moving?
Pretty quick.
Fast enough that I couldn't try and catch up to it.
Oh, would you like to jump onto it? Absolutely. Make a strength athletics check and you can jump onto the carriage as it goes by. Clipped by the horse, you spin in a pirouette and then leap for the carriage itself. Yeah. Ekamon, what are you doing?
I'm going to see if I can cast sleep on the horses.
Okay, you can cast sleep on the horses. And Marie Claire.
Is there like a handbrake or anything on the carriage?
It's going pretty quick and you weren't paying close attention to it, but let's describe the carriage. So what color is the carriage, Allison?
It's a dark oak color.
Dark oak. Mm-hmm. Veneer, shiny or no?
A little bit in places. It's been worn in some places. Okay. So it was shiny at once.
Nice. What else is cool and interesting about this cart, this carriage?
The wheels are white.
Oh, white wheels. Okay. What do the horses look like? Why was that?
Because she judges me when I say things and do
white
things.
Well,
oh, you don't like judging. The H element?
Okay. It makes me think of Stewie in that Family Guy.
Cool whip.
Cool whip. I'm just saying cool whip. It's a problem, Brian.
Could be weird.
Could be weird.
The horses look similar to the wagon. You can tell they're a little worn down and they're not maybe the newest horses.
Oh, they're worn down. Their warranty's expired.
All the horses.
I remember in my day.
It's pretty surprising how fast they're moving for such worn down horses.
Fair.
Yeah.
Tired old horses. Marie Claire?
There's filigree on the top of the wagon around the top.
Cool. Yeah. And there's an entry that can go inside the wagon. And what's the door to the wagon's interior look like? This carriage?
It's this oddly placed door. It's not quite centered because this wagon was made by someone that's slightly askew themselves. And instead of it being a solid wood door, it's wood, but then it's got iron bars on it, reinforcing it.
They paid the iron price.
Yeah.
Okay. What is Ekamon doing?
He's casting sleep.
Scat your sleep.
Fuck.
Dude, I sleep, but I sleep, but I'm sleep, but I'm sleep.
Okay, thank you.
That works.
Grizel shakes her fist angrily and then does what?
I'm also going to try and run after it.
All right, make a strength athletics check to leap for the cart. And Dimple, what are you up to?
I suspect foul play, so I'm just gonna cast detect magic on the cart.
Okay, cool. Yeah, what do you say when you cast detect magic, wizard?
Revealio incognitio.
Cool. Ooh. I was like, Detecto Magico!
Yours is a little bit better.
I did good.
Yours is so much better than mine.
Better, yeah. I like yours, though.
That's a good way to do it from now on.
Detectio Magico!
Fire O'Ballo!
Just that's throw funny. EOs
Eldritch
on everything.
Eldritch Blasto!
Eldritchio Blastio.
Whoa. Can't say it with an accent. It's Eldritcho Blasto. Yeah.
All right. Do I see anything?
But I'm sleep.
Okay. But I'm sleep. Hurling themselves onto the vehicle, we have Unky B with a
15.
Got there. Up onto the side of the cart. Shaking your fist and then dashing and jumping is Drizelle. And what'd you get?
19.
definitely enough to clamber onto the other side of the cart. On the back of the cart.
No, I'm not at the back.
Yeah, you're at the back of the cart.
No, I'm at the front. Like, because I just got trampled.
You're going to get
trampled.
Well, and the cart went over you, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, so yeah. I'm at the back.
At the back. You grab them, digging your heels in. Yeah, and? Yeah,
I got a 13.
Oh, you're hanging on.
But you see Fastrod behind
gonna
the
lose
cart.
Your shoes, I think. You're going to have to go to that shoe salesman and get snake shoes.
Get snake boots.
Oh, dear.
You can definitely climb on board. If you would like to, you're not going to be able to stop it by dragging your heels on the ground. Those horses are just too strong.
That's
cart's
so
too heavy. So you're sliding and Back to the Future skateboarding behind this cart at the moment. And that's where we're at. Now, how much did you roll on your sleep?
But if the horses are going to sleep, will my heel digging help?
All right, how much did you do?
23.
Stop. You have managed to knock out one of the horses, but only one.
Oh no, it's gonna get hurt.
Okay, because what happens then is roll a d6 for me, please.
6.
Oh man, that horse stumbles because you knocked it out, but it's still connected to the cart, so it falls asleep, still moving forward. It trips and falls and bruises its knees and legs and sprains an ankle, and it causes it to immediately wake back up with a... as it takes a whole bunch of damage, and the whole cart shakes and rattles, and it slows precipitously, but does not stop. You have cast Detect Magic.
Yes.
You can see a glowing crossbow bolt embedded in the flank of the horse that fell asleep.
That poor horse.
Yeah.
Jeez.
With your Detect Magic up, you can see the magic cast upon this crossbow bolt is... True strike.
Oh.
That's all you say.
Oh.
And the carriage blows past our bard and our wizard, and Fendal, standing next to Dimple, says, "Oh my goodness, I'm glad they're on top of there, though. They're so industrious, aren't they?"
Stay with me, Dinfizzle.
Of course. Unky B, you are on the carriage. One side of it. Drizelle's on the other. And... Vistrad is in the back. The three of you poke your heads up to the top of the carriage at around the same time.
Hey, guys.
What do we do?
Can't let this thing go under 50 kilometers an hour. It blows up.
Oh, my God.
How many horses are there?
Did you seriously make a speed joke? Except I made it in kilometers because Canada.
Can we try to jump on the horses and try to ride them and slow them down and calm them?
Yes, absolutely. You climb up. You can climb up to the top. You can see several things that you once you're there. That the jump to the horses is not so bad. Pretty easy to do from the seat, the driver's seat of the wagon. You can also see the ropes are connected to the metal ring there, and they limply hang and dangle. So you could grab those as well if you wanted to.
That's what I was going to do. I was just going to go try and grab the
rings. One of the horses suddenly falls asleep as you climb to the roof of the wagon, and the horse stumbles, and the entire cart shakes and wobbles, and I need all of you to make dexterity saving throws to remain on the cart.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit! I didn't make it.
I just need a 10.
I got it. I'm still there.
Okay.
15.
Absolutely. What'd you get?
11.
11 is just enough. Drizelle.
4.
4. With a nat 1, you topple heavily from the side of the cart. Your foot gets caught up on the wheel, and it pulls you away. Make a strength saving throw or be thrown from the cart.
15.
That is just enough. You're hanging by your fingernails, and your foot has taken a d4 of bashing damage. Ooh, a whole 4. You've lost the shoe.
No!
I don't want new ones.
Yeah, especially ones that turn into snakes.
Right? Your strength. I hate this place. This place sucks.
Thinking about which one of us should jump and get the reins, because it's probably going to take a lot of strength.
It's going to take an animal handling check is what it's going to take. The two of you,
one
huddled, holding on to each other, look down and see the one person who might have animal handling.
Yeah, unfortunately, I took survival instead.
That's okay.
Can we both jump in the front and we each grab the reins?
Yeah, you can both grab the reins together and work together. Yeah. And one of you, whoever has the better die, can just roll with advantage on that as you're helping each other do it. Sure, you climb into the driver's seat. What do you yell out?
Horsey, stop!
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.